Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. We a little bit early, so what? We welcome you in here to the Tuesday, September 30th edition of D-Lo and KC. It's the last day to get an EV credit.
I know.
That's it.
I saw that on the...
Trump said, to hell with electric vehicles. You bitches are paying full price.
Yeah, man. Damn.
So, head over to Elk Grove Kia now.
Go get you one.
Hey, time.
EV6, EV9.
Hey, you know EV anything. You're going to need to get that today. Are you going to wind up? I've been watching this date for, we've been looking at EVs. I've been watching this date for weeks. Like, I don't think we're going to do it. And we haven't.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be more expensive. Watch, we're going to decide tomorrow. Okay, let's get this one. Nah, man.
Damn.
Going to have to wait just on principle now.
The principality of the situation.
That's all it is. That's all it is. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
Slums of Sacramento.
Alongside.
What are you doing with him?
Real quick. Edison, don't go anywhere.
Oh, man, Edison already gone. He know where this is going.
You see they brought Roman back last night?
I saw it. I saw an alert for it.
Don't buy that. Don't buy into it.
But look.
Stop doing the breaking case of emergency to us,
exactly,
all right?
Exactly,
that's
bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, oh, my gosh. They're cooked, bro. If every time things look bad, oh, he's back. No, bro. You guys
like
are cooked,
like, how many times
bro?
Has he got to come back? Like,
I thought it was an old clip. I'm not even joking. I thought it was an old clip.
They're cooked, bro. Every time it just looks bleak, they got to bring him back.
If it doesn't show up on my Instagram feed, I don't see it. Mm-hmm. 4:30 this morning. Oh, there's Roman. Oh, it's like, what's this? Oh, this was last night? All right. Looks like the seven other times it happened.
Oh, my gosh. If they don't just let him go and be off the air for 7 months.
Stop right. running the same play, okay? Enough of the good guy getting his ass kicked by the new bloodline or whatever this is. And then, oh, the music hits and Roman walks all cool down the aisle. And, oh, the music. Like, enough, dude.
Oh, man. WWE's cooked, bro. They are cooked. Oh, man.
Did you see?
And booking John Cena to lose every damn match.
Oh, that is so bad. Now they're hyping up the December match, and it's like, who is it? Like, who are they? Now,
it's got to be Brock.
Who's clamoring for John Cena and AJ Styles?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I'm not going to. That was a Twitter one. That was a Twitter one.
They're doing that.
At Crown Jewel.
Yeah.
Catch, I think, Seth versus Cody for the Crown Jewel title, I believe. I think there's a Crown Jewel title being fought for.
Gosh,
well, yeah, Cody won last year's.
Oh, that's been a thing.
It's the ring.
Oh.
He wins a ring.
Is that the same thing that Shane McMahon won?
Oh, God.
The greatest wrestler
not.
Of all time.
Oh,
thing?
Jesus
when
Christ.
When he had two quads?
Yeah, two Ooh, working quads.
Man, what a time it was. He had two functioning quads.
Damn.
And a father in power. Now.
Got a brother.
Now his sister's
power.
Going to the Hall of Fame.
Edison, just stay. We're done. Edison.
Hey. Are we back?
Oh, hey. No, hey.
Are we back?
Hey, hold on. Ah! No, I was telling James early, low key. We're winning, right? Oh, we're going to pick up a win? Cool. Let me see what this schedule is looking like. Panthers win. Chargers lost. Oh, Browns and Falcons. By the time we get to it, hey, maybe 10-7's not so off the table.
Ooh, 10-7.
Also, I've been Charlie Brown with the football with this team this whole forever, so we'll see. But it was a nice little win. The Jets stink, but we're not jumping out the window or anything yet.
Okay.
Darren Waller, the return.
Hey, Darren Waller.
Man.
Check out his latest album on Spotify.
Man, Jesus.
That was crazy.
Can I tell you, I came in this morning. I have meetings on Tuesday mornings, wrapped up the meeting, had to do a couple of things in the studio, walked over to the sales side where Wanda and Pamela, two of the best people in the building, share a little area.
Mm-hmm.
And Pamela Love looks at me and goes, "You know, I was thinking about you."
Oh.
Hey, really?
Yeah.
She was like, "Yeah, I hope you don't take offense to this, but has anyone told you you share the characteristics of Mike McDaniel?"
Oh no.
Jesus. I thought she might have said Darren Waller.
Oh, oh God. Man. Oh, God. No. She hit me with the Mike McDaniel, which marks the second time in the 4-week season that someone has.
Second time this season.
Second time this season.
What was the first?
The first was Katie's best friend. Katie's best friend texted her and was like, "Hey, have you seen this Miami Dolphins coach?" And of course, she seeks out the Miami Dolphins coach, and voila.
That actually reminds me too, real quick, Casey, because I don't think you were here for this yesterday, Damian. When you brought in the little one, you're like, "Oh yeah, blah blah blah."
Oh yeah.
Damian had the nice little moment. Oh, okay, I'll see you later. And then she goes, "Where's KC?"
No,
I swear.
Hey,
it's on video,
on tape.
Bro.
That's even, a shoot.
Yeah, I was like, "No,
we'll
I swear,
it.
I'm not even joking."
Okay. Okay.
No, like seriously.
Yeah,
nah, like,
I'll
they
pull
really
the video.
Do that.
Out,
yeah.
First of all, shout out Morgan. That's my
video.
Girl, because she is the best whistler I've ever met in my life. She's only 4. That's got to be on like America's Got Talent. She could get on that show.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost a what's the word I'm looking for? Phenom, I guess, kind of at 4 to be able to whistle. She can. I can't. I'm almost 44 and I can't whistle like that.
You can't whistle. Oh, you can't whistle like that.
I can't barely whistle. I just gotta make a sound.
Same. Yeah. I don't even whistle. It's just kind of like a noise.
But that's my girl, man. That's my girl. Shout out.
Nah, he thanks for playing this.
No, it was hilarious.
Oh, it was on air.
Yes, I'm telling you, it was on camera.
Let me find where the switch happened.
It's probably about like 143 around there or something like that.
Prodigy. Thank you guys. That's what I'm looking
for.
Oh,
that's right.
Not Queensbridge.
Oh, that no, it had to be earlier than that because I brought.
Oh, now footage ain't nowhere
it's
to
when
be
you,
found.
I thought it was when you took over for James.
It is when I took over for James.
No, I mean like 143 on the YouTube thing, like hour 43 into the show.
Yeah, but I took over for James at like 10.
Oh yeah, you did. 10:43 then. 10:43.
Footage ain't even there.
It should be like 45 minutes in.
See what happens when you pull that card on this stuff, bro? Footage ain't even
there. It's there. It's there. I'll find
now,
it.
I'm glad everybody can see all the cap you guys be saying when this
happens. Zabo, we need you.
Nah, I have the clip on my phone. See, it's hard to, like, I'm at 40. It's hard to slowly skip. Jesse. Oh, I'll wait a minute.
It.
There she is. There she is.
Right, I just,
hold on.
The homie too.
Okay, hold on. No, we had a return of the 8-hour show. Hold on, we have it. I don't know. I don't.
That's the title.
So I know. I went to.
That's the title of the show.
Let me see. I wish they would just let me like skip ahead 10 seconds, but they don't. No, it happened. That's a shoot. It happened. Mm. Whatever, man. Mm. It happened. So look. Okay, here it is. There, I'm waving. She's waving, and it's like, how much time we got? And I go get her. So, watch. No, hold on. Stand by.
Let me down. I'm not worried, but.
There's Jesse.
He was about 45 minutes.
Yeah, he was. Jesse was ready
about
for
the Dolphins.
He was ready for the Dolphins. Mm. Yeah, he was ready for the Dolphins in prime time.
Uniforms look nice.
Dolphins in prime time can go either way.
There we go.
No. Watch this.
I like that. I like that hoodie.
Say hi to everybody.
No, watch this.
That's Jesse right there. Yep. That's the chatty house. That's everybody watching. That's our friend Zabo, Norm.
This happens everywhere I go. Watch this.
All our friends. Yeah. Okay, I got to do the show. You have a great day.
Ah! He's
not here.
Huh? Y'all hear that?
Y'all saw that, right?
Came in for a kiss and said, "Where's KC?"
No, that was one of like 14,000 times, bro. That don't happen like
that. One of 14,000 times that it did.
That is absolutely right.
One in 14,000. That's what that is.
Realest thing you've ever said.
That's my girl, though, man.
That is one of 14,000 times.
Damien was happy as could be. I was happy for Damien. It's like, hey, where's KC?
Don is dope. Made this mural, one of his custom like mural things that he did for my birthday, like my mom and Katie
too.
Put it together. And I swear to you, I was like, who's this? That's Grandma Judy. Who's this? That's KC. Who's this? Pointed to this one picture. Who's that? She didn't know who it was. It was her.
Oh,
she knew that was Grandma Judy. She knew that was KC. She didn't know that was her.
That's my girl, though. That's different, man. That's not like a stranger, right, bro? That's not a stranger. That's my girl. Strangers don't really happen like that. People, where was I? I was at a couple different places. I was at Sac State game and a couple other places. Yo, where D-Lo? Where Damien at? Mm-hmm. Where was I at?
Yeah, look, you
can't
don't
even name where you. We can't even name what happened.
Why
do you
do this? I was at Sac State. But
why do you do
it was
this?
Somewhere else where I was okay, like, it was sure. Like, oh, where D-Lo at?
Sure. It's like I was in the library for some reason, and someone asked.
Right, went to Chipotle.
Then, no, look, I was somewhere, and they were like, yo, where D-Lo at? I was like, I don't even know
where I'm at.
So I don't know. He's at home, I guess. I don't know. I remember Murph and Mac used to talk about that, like when they would be at Costco. And they'd be like, hey, where's Paulie Mac at?
Yeah.
I don't
know. That is hilarious. Yeah, they don't like hang out all the time or live together, by the way.
Like they do not. That happens in the building. Like that happens here. Hey, he's where KC? I don't know, man. He is a grown ass man.
At least the
man's
least
got a wife and two kids. I am not monitoring where he's at. Also, it's like 5 o'clock. Why are you looking for him?
At least that's at work. Maybe I'll be at Reese's baseball game. Hey, well, where's D-Lo at?
No,
with his family.
Yeah, he's with his family.
That's a shoot. Like,
love y'all though. It doesn't make me mad. It just makes me laugh. Actually, so
if you
guys do it again, it's
always
it pisses
funny.
Damien off.
You know? I mean, when it happens three times in a day, and your 4-year-old goes, "Hey, where's KC?" Yeah,
that's gonna bother me. Like, where was I at?
It she loves walking into that studio though and pressing that young Zell button. To where she'll go D-Lo, and then she'll point to herself when it's KC. D-Lo, KC. Loves that.
Shout out Zell.
So we're back. We're back.
We're back. Yeah. Back. Okay. Yeah. You beat the Panthers next week. You beat 2-3. Chargers got a bad offensive line. I'll say this. Watching that game, all right, I'm not back. Like Tua, I'm still out on Tua right now. He didn't even really play great. He's got to do a lot more. But I'm still out on Tua. Mike McDaniel is the one who I'm kind of watching. Like, oh, you're kind of coaching for your job right here. But, like, you're finally back in your bag. Like, you're finally calling good plays, spreading the ball out a lot and all that stuff. Like, if anyone I'm back on is Mike McDaniel, not Tua.
One thing about the Dolphins, Mike McDaniel, is it doesn't seem like they quit on him.
Yeah, they haven't quit yet.
They still, you know, playing hard. You can make the argument they're playing because they like the coach. They don't want to see him get fired. So that's a good sign. It's a real good sign.
They're not back, but that was
well,
nice.
I don't think they want Mike McDaniel fired, no?
No.
That's not something they'd want. No.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the players are locked in. They're still locked in and believe in him to a certain degree. At Carolina, that's
now
gotta be careful.
That was an 0-3 Jets.
Well, that's the thing. I'm not like we're talking. I'm not back on the Dolphins. I don't think they're gonna go 10-7. Like I did do the schedule thing where I did look and I was like, hey, I see the vision or whatever. But it's kind of like, yeah, like they didn't even play great yesterday.
You know what you sound like? You know what you just sounded like?
What?
I won't do the twirl. That's what you sounded like.
Was that?
I might do the twirl.
Is that? Oh, that's season 5. I remember that one.
It actually might be. It actually might be.
I saw it. I saw it.
Lose the twirl. You'll get there.
Yeah, they're not back, but like I don't know. Like,
right.
The Jets weren't great. So the Jets were moving down the football field and then got hit with every penalty they could when they had any type of moment.
It was a little bit of a competitive game. Like I say that not to dismiss the Jets too. Like I thought they were doing some things and the Dolphins answered every time the Jets did something.
It's probably not the takeaway I'm supposed to have from this game. I really like Justin Fields and hope he continues to like develop a little bit. I thought he was in concussion protocol.
When did he get cleared? Friday.
Oh, he got cleared Friday
or Saturday.
Okay.
He was back practicing.
It must have been Saturday because
maybe Saturday. He was back practicing like Thursday. He was still in protocol, but like taking the steps.
Yeah. Okay.
Because he did miss a game or two games.
He missed last week.
One
game.
Because
I think that's the only one he missed.
He got hurt against the Bills. Missed against Tampa, right? And then was able to get cleared for this game. Good for him, man. I see some of the same stuff. And
I mean, he's a little bit more accurate. He's a little bit more comfortable, I guess, in the pocket, but can still get away, can still use his legs. It feels like, as someone who really wanted Justin Fields to succeed, it feels like he just sees the field better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's obviously helping his decision making.
It wasn't bad yesterday.
I didn't think he was bad at all. I don't think he's been bad at all this season. Maybe the second game of the year. I think that was that must have been the one that
Bills
he got
game.
Hurt.
Yeah.
Maybe that one wasn't the best, but
That was the Bills too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
You heard it here first, though. The Dolphins may or may not be back.
Very good. Well, that was. Thankfully, an injury I missed with your boy Tyreek Hill. I got home, did whatever, and turned on the TV as he was being carted on. And thankfully, once you get to the point of that, the replays are done.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard what the injury was. And, of course, we've learned this morning it was substantially worse. He dislocates his knee. Torn ACL. There could be some other ligament damage in there, but
it was one of those. I know you guys don't like this stuff, but leg was saying go right.
Yeah,
rest of it was saying go left.
Whoa. Oh man,
jeez, I had the same experience. Yeah. All right, you guys settle down. This isn't a.
We didn't do anything.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I was in the backyard. We had a training session with Reese. We were working on hoop.
Mike Bibby came over?
No, not at all. Not even close.
Bobby Jackson? Oh.
No, I just had the game
Doug
on.
Doug Christie came over.
I had the game on while we were doing
it. Was it Doug?
No. It was just me and him.
Oh.
But I had the game on, the Monday Night Football game on.
Because with the TV.
Yeah, the TV. That's why I said, calm down.
Oh, you had TV in your backyard?
No, that's why I said, calm down. It's just the regular TV.
He has TV in the full court in the backyard. So you were training with Doug Christie, and then what?
No,
happened?
It was just me and Reese. The game was on.
Mm-hmm.
On the Jumbotron.
Mm-hmm.
It's only like a 35-inch TV. It's not a Jumbotron, so that's small today.
It's a computer monitor today.
But kind of same thing happened. Like it was like third quarter when we got out there, and then I didn't, you know, I'm listening, but not really watching. And I turned over, and I saw Tyreek on the card. And I said, is he on the card?
Mm-hmm.
They were just recapping it. And I was like, oh, man. And I was like, does he have a air cast? Oh, I know what time that is. So I didn't even try to find it. And then I heard about it, saw tweets about it. I was
bad,
like,
bad.
Oh,
bad,
no.
bad, bad.
No, no, no.
So
I think his career is over.
I was going to say, can we have a difficult conversation? I mean, Tyreek's 32?
All right, yeah, we can
talk.
Is
that too old? Is he?
No,
he's 32, right?
He's 31 or 32, I feel. Okay. Maybe 30.
If only there was a way I could find out.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that like he'll never play football again. Like
he's 31. He turns 32 in March. Sorry, Casey.
Played his last down as a Dolphin.
That I expect him to work to like get back and play a game again or be on a team. But
his career, as we know it, his career is over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's, you know, if you're an NBA player, you're like, it's all good. Like, it sucks, but you're all good. Like, it feels like you suffer an injury like this after the age of 30, mm-hmm. regardless of the position, maybe quarterback, because that's the one where you're so kind of the safest, for lack of a better word.
Well, he didn't even just
as soon as I saw what it was like, oh,
he didn't just tear his ACL or just dislocate his knee. He blew up his leg.
No, he had
like, everything that could have went wrong in that moment for wherever it happened, like went wrong.
He had who just had this? Maybe not. He didn't have the dislocated knee, but he had
Brandon
the ACL. Oh, that's right. It was Brandon Ayuk. The ACL, PCL, MCL, all of that stuff just destroyed. Yeah.
And that's kind of why I feel how I feel about him. Talking about Brandon Ayuk. Once again, I think Tyreek Hill will work to play football again.
Yeah,
will work
of course
to get back and play. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I don't want to be disrespectful, but it's almost like ceremonial. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
and
okay,
that's okay.
Yeah,
and that's okay.
He's playing. He got back. He worked to get back on the field. That wasn't his last moment in an NFL uniform, and that'll be cool. But
this
like,
is essentially
I would say Hall of Fame career too. Looking at it. Super Bowl, 5-time All-Pro, 8-time Pro Bowl, and then All-Decade Team in 2010.
This is essentially what happened to Odell, no?
Yeah.
Odell, I mean, without the gruesome part of the injury. I think he tore his ACL in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I think he was 28, and he came back, mm-hmm. and he actually played, you know, a handful of more years, including with Cleveland. But he was never Odell again. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that was because of the injury or something else. But that was it.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking 28, 29 years old with Cleveland.
Yeah. And you talk about Tyreek Hill, somebody who his game is predicated on speed and explosiveness. I mean, that's just not going to come back the same way. And I want to see him out there again. I want to see him in his career. You know, a certain way, not on a cart, not on anything like that. I want to see him play and go out on his terms.
Mm-hmm.
But just, you know, when he does come back, it's just going to be a different type of receiver for the most part. And I don't know how long he'll be playing when he comes back. But once again, hopefully he gets an opportunity to close things out on his terms.
Yeah, I hope so. He was a dynamic player for sure.
You brought up Odell. I saw a clip of Odell the other day. Some crazy game he had against the Ravens, like 217 yards receiving, three times. I said he really could have been top five. I don't want to say I was hating, but when they were talking about it, rookie and second year, and they're like, "Yo, look what Jerry Rice did in his first 2 years compared to Odell." Like, settle down. Just calm down. I don't want to say I'm hating, but I was just like, just settle down. But he was that special. He had speed. He had unbelievable athleticism, great hands. And he just went crazy those first 2-3 years of his career. He could have been, I don't know if he would have been the greatest, but he could have been top five if he was able to stay healthy.
He absolutely could have. His first 3 years were absurd.
Mm.
His first 3 years were absolutely absurd. 1,300 yards, 1,400 yards, 1,300 yards. He gets hurt that fourth year, comes back, has two more 1,000-yard seasons, one with New York and one with Cleveland, and then that's it.
Somebody, I think, tweeted me and made the comp. They said, is he Derrick Rose? NFL version of Derrick Rose. And that's pretty good.
In a condensed way, yeah. He was never league MVP, obviously, but yeah, absolutely. He won the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he tore his ACL.
He tore his ACL. Yeah, he was going to win the MVP.
Yeah. He had two touchdowns.
Yeah. It was like, yo, this dude's going to win the MVP. Said he's out there on crutches, but he did win a Super Bowl.
Shout out Odell. Was seen from time to time in Sacramento. I remember he was at the Rock and Jump on Laguna Boulevard one day on a random Sunday.
Do we know why?
His girlfriend's from Sacramento.
Okay.
So, much like Giannis being in Fresno randomly with his family,
no?
I remember somebody like tweeted out just a random Sunday afternoon. They're like, Odell Beckham's at Rock and Jump. What?
Great. It's practicing one-hand catches, I guess.
I forgot her name, too. But, yeah, she's from Sacramento.
Oh, man.
I don't think
they're
together no more.
I close this tab. How does a person like Odell Beckham Jr. meet a girl from Sacramento?
A lot of, you know, I mean.
Well, yeah.
A lot of these athletes got Sacramento ties when it comes to these women. Like, a lot of them.
Pablo Torre finds out.
Yeah, there it is. Tyreek and
Lolo. Yeah. That was her name. Lolo.
Jesse's Lolo right, Woods. Man. Jesse's right. 100% a Hall of Fame career.
Tyreek.
Yeah, these numbers are actually kind of ridiculous. They're very different than Odell's. I don't want to say he started out slower, 593, then he had a 1,000-yard season, an 1,100-yard season his second year, a 1,400-yard season. This is 1, 2, 3, like 8 Pro Bowls in a row, it looks like. But he hits 17-10 with Miami and 17-99 in the 2023
That's
season.
Crazy.
I'll never forget that year, bro.
13 touchdowns.
Oh, my gosh. That was so great.
That is crazy.
Yeah, that's not even – I mean, Tyreek is – That man is Jesse said it, and he said it with confidence. I was like, Oh, yeah. This man is a Hall of Famer.
Crazy.
An absolute Hall of Famer. And he, you know, I don't think he'll ever produce a season like any season he's had on his resume again. But, man, what a hell of a run. And that's perfectly fine. He's going to rehab. He's going to get back into shape, or, you know, he's going to get his speed back, do all of that stuff. And, come back and play some football games, and then I'll retire.
One of the criteria that I try to have when I talk about Hall of Famers in the NFL is, did you go at least half a decade, I'll give you 5 years, half a decade, where you were top five at your position?
Mm-hmm.
And he clearly did that. He probably did that for 6-7 years, where he was one of the top flight receivers in the league, if not the top flight receiver. He was probably top three for 5 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those 1,700-yard seasons I just pointed out followed two 1,200-yard seasons. Three of those four seasons, he had over 111 receptions in all of them. 111 was the low. The other two seasons, he had 119. Double-digit touchdowns 3 times in his career. He was a special player. He's not dead. He's very much alive.
He was a special player. It's a little crazy.
He's very much alive.
So let me ask you guys something real quick. I think he is. We've already established that. He is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look at just some of these Hall of Fame wide receivers. The yards aren't really matching up.
Total?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think the longevity is going to be there.
Yeah.
I think he's going to wind up being, I mean, he's going to wind up at 9 years of productive football, like mm-hmm. this year is going to be lost, and then whatever, you know, whenever he comes back, I'm not sure what that'll look like for him, but I don't imagine his low right now is 61 receptions, 593 yards. That was his rookie season. Does he do that again? So, this is essentially it.
Yeah.
He's got that all-decade teams down, too.
I look at someone like Steve Smith. Steve Smith, 1,031 catches, 14,731 yards.
Tyreek doesn't have those numbers total or anything like that, but I feel like Tyreek was a lot better than Steve Smith, too, though.
Ooh.
I love Steve Smith, but Tyreek is different.
Tyreek, if you live through it, I mean, are we doing kickoff returns and punt returns and all of that stuff? Are we factoring that into the conversation?
I'm just thinking wide receivers.
You know how it is. I lived through Tyreek Hill, so I'm
well. That's what I mean too. We lived through. It's Terrell Davis.
Yeah,
it's the obviously it's the opposite. Terrell that we lived through Terrell Davis.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the numbers everybody else does. Mm-hmm. But we were here for it. We watched it. We saw it. The committee watched it and saw it. They were like, hey, he's a Hall of Famer. It's different.
It is.
There's levels.
That one's a little borderline. Terrell Davis. Terrell Davis.
Mr. Davis.
I'm going to give it. I'd give it to him, but I don't know. That one's a little borderline to me.
Okay. I mean, every year he played was a 1,000-yard season, no?
Yeah.
It's just not a lot.
Once again,
and he got those Super Bowls with the Golden Boy.
And you would think he was probably the one that took them over the
top.
He
ran for 1,100 yards his rookie year, 1,500 his second, 17 his third, 2,000 his fourth. Woo. And then the last three seasons all went down.
Woo!
Should we take a break?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll come back. The Bengals suck. Wow. They're so bad. We'll talk about that. Overreaction Tuesday. Some storylines coming out of the NBA offseason. Got some voices yesterday at Media Day. And, man,
yawn.
It was awful. We'll talk about all of that. Plus, busy day on the guest front. We'll give you all of that here as Dealing with Casey continue on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I tried to get the kids to try it, an oatmeal raisin cookie that I thought was really, really good, and they were like, no.
Just give me a bowl of oatmeal at that point. Throw some raisins in it. Like, why do you got to ruin something that's good?
Not yeah, what it was. What man. Do we shout do? Out, shout out,
shout out to the kids.
Shout out Motorhead Pizza. It was delightful.
I mean, always shout out Motorhead Pizza. Yeah, big ups to them. We just keep it simple.
What would have really made it fire is if you removed the raisins, put chocolate chips.
I was gonna say oatmeal chocolate chips
really,
on fire.
Really good. And I don't know what type of cookies Mrs. Ham, attorney at law, is making, but these cookies James keeps bringing in are delicious.
They bomb.
She killed that.
I'm asking for another order.
Yeah, we're going to need that. That's what I'm asking for Christmas. Keep your expensive bottle of scotch. Just bring me Mrs. Ham's cookies.
Iggy in the chat house says, oatmeal raisin is fire. Y'all are children, LOL. Like, oh, sorry, cookies are for adults now and stuff? Like, that's, come on.
What the hell?
Let's be real.
Jordan says oatmeal cookies are just lazy muffins. Rise, you lazy POS. Jordan wild for that. Jordan wild for that.
Yo, children.
Maybe.
Biggest child of them all then. Whatever. Give me a chocolate chip cookie, please.
That's right.
Oh, man. Shout out to my wife. She made some peas last night, and she tried to say, no, maybe you should try these peas. Like, I make them differently, like, than you maybe had before.
Mm-hmm.
I took a bite. They're still peas.
It's just a mental thing at that point. I can't.
Peas.
She threw a little ham in there, like, mixed it with some ham. So that was cool, too. She seasons them right. I mean, she doesn't make anything bad. It's not bad. It's just.
Peas have terrible taste and terrible texture.
I think that's my problem.
If you gotta if you gotta eat them, you gotta mix them with the mashed potatoes and make sure you have more mashed potatoes. Yeah, where it's so like, I don't really even know the peas are there.
Yeah, because they all mush together, same consistency.
Just not a fan of peas.
Speaking of children, they eat the mashed peas. We don't need to eat that. I'm an adult. What do
exactly,
I need peas
yeah,
for?
And I don't want this on my plate.
I'm already full grown. I don't need peas anymore.
Pay taxes. Right. I'm going to need this.
Right. I pay taxes. Once you pay taxes, you shouldn't have to eat peas anymore.
Law.
That's right. Come on, Trump. Executive order that. The Bengals suck, man.
Oh,
go trade for a quarterback.
Bro.
Why?
Because you paid Jamar Chase and T. Higgins already, and you paid Joe Burrow, so he's going to be there. He's going to be your quarterback going forward.
But who? Like, who do you go? Like,
just make the most out of this year.
So bad. Like, I understand. I understand. You remove a starting quarterback from a team, it's going to change, I guess, unless you're the San Francisco 49ers. But for most, I understand there's going to be a difference, especially when you're talking about the upper. You're talking about the Lamars, the Mahomes, Joe Burrow's in that conversation. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen, obviously. But, man, they, like, it's like they're struggling to get oxygen.
They
without,
have no chance right now.
They what?
They have no chance.
No, right none. Now. Absolutely none. They don't look like a... They look like Joe Burrow was their brain and it just left. And now they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
That was awful. That was absolutely terrible.
Troy Aikman was lighting them up.
Also,
yesterday.
I'm so glad that I stuck around for that. These double Monday night, this nonsense needs to end. Well, this stuff sucks.
No, it's fine. You just...
Hey, no, chill out.
Sorry.
Hold on. I'll take my headphones off. Hold on.
Don't put the Jets and Dolphins and Bengals and Broncos on the air.
Well, there's one. I was looking at the schedule because of the 49ers change. Mm-hmm. There's the Bucks. There's two that week.
What are the teams, though?
I don't think they were good, dog. I'll look. They were. I remember thinking, why are we doing this in week six?
Now, once again, to be fair to the NFL.
I don't need to be fair to the NFL.
At the start of the season, Bengals, Broncos look like a good game.
So this is a little bit different. It's Buffalo, Atlanta. Your Falcons or your Falcons?
No, I'm not. Yeah, I disowned them already.
All right. And then Chicago at Washington.
All right, I've seen them working.
And then you get week seven, Tampa Bay versus Detroit, Houston versus Seattle.
Wait, another one?
We're kind of cooking there, though.
Okay, so do we're have, cooking. Is every Monday a doubleheader?
No, it's just weeks 2, 4, 6, and 7. And then they got week 18, I guess, as a doubleheader as well.
2, 4, 6, and 7. All right.
They're kind of cooking. I see them work. Like I said, I'll stall them out. The first game... Don't know why that was there.
All right, chill out. We were supposed to be, like, good.
Well, it's not even you.
Yeah, it's not you. Yeah, the Jets stink. Yeah, that's what I said.
It's not you. Who told them to put that game on there? So the first game, we could do that. But I saw what they were cooking with the second game. If Joe Burrow's there, if that game feels different.
Broncos were supposed to be really good.
You're right. You're right. It does.
But he wasn't. So it wasn't different. It wasn't. It was awful.
Certified ass.
I didn't. I'll be honest with you, because I'm gonna go back and maybe watch the first half on NFL Play. I didn't watch that because I had the Dolphins.
You're gonna go back and watch the first half of the Bengals Broncos?
Yeah, I just
you don't need to do that.
I just want
to
see.
You don't need to do that.
I want to see what's going on with the Broncos.
There's so much more you can do.
Is that your scout? You got the Broncos coming up?
I just need to know these things. I just need to know. So I won't watch the whole 45 minutes, but, you know, I'll take 20 minutes to see what happened in that first half. But I never watched it last night because the score was on the Dolphins-Jets game. And I was like, I don't need to turn to this
game. I two-screened it for a while, and then I was like, what am I doing? This is dumb. Like, I like Justin Fields. I'm rooting for Jesse's dog. I'm just going to flip over to this game. And then inevitably, I...
Two-screen multi-view doesn't look great.
It doesn't.
No. The four is great. Four is awesome, but two is just, there's too much space.
Yeah,
it's 2025, bro.
Don't like it.
My gosh, it's 2025.
Like, why does it look like this is on my laptop right now?
What are we doing?
Yeah, it doesn't work. Like, I don't know how you fix it. Like, it is what it is.
It only works if you have a movie theater like D-Lo.
It's true. I've heard that.
That's the only way it works.
What's the last movie you watched in the movie theater?
It was probably a kid's movie. But I watch football in there every Sunday.
Point is, he acknowledges he has a movie theater.
Well, I have
yes. You heard him.
Yeah. I didn't say, oh, guys, stop joking. You guys are such jokesters. I don't have a movie theater. Casey, he didn't do that. He's like, yeah, probably the kid's movie. Got him.
It's not unusual to have one of those projectors.
No, it kind of is.
Yeah, what do you mean? Oh, yeah, hold on. Casey, do you have a projector?
No.
Do I have a projector? No, I don't. Two out of three don't have it. It's kind of unusual.
What's this guy talking about?
First of all, you're the biggest turncoat. You are Big Show flip-flopping.
What are you talking about?
Between heel and babyface over and over and over again.
I tell the truth.
Two, yeah, it's one screen. That's what I have. I don't have a loft with five TVs in it like I'm at the Caraway.
It's only two. Well, this isn't about only him. Two, yeah. And you're deflecting.
Yeah. Do you have certain chairs for this movie screen too? These are the movie chairs.
Yeah.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
He does.
He's got the big, about $5,000 recliner?
That's ridiculous.
Oh, what, $4,000?
Did these recliners total $4,000 or
$5,000? It's one. No, $4,000 each.
No, that is absurd. It's they're like they're movie theater chairs. They're just regular chairs.
Come on, man.
That you can lay back.
Wow.
But the kids go in there and watch TV. I go in there on Sunday so I don't have to go upstairs, so I could be downstairs while everybody's doing their thing and I watch
the theater, bro.
That's rich, bro.
See, I just
so stupid, man.
I can only watch my movies and my sporting events on my living room TV.
Well, that's great because you don't have a bunch of little kids running around taking over your house.
No, Damien, it's because I don't have a movie theater in my house.
Well, put it on your registry and I'll get you one.
Yeah, Norm. Yeah, yeah. Stadium seating. Yeah. Yes.
He's got the ones, too, where it's two rows. There's elevated recliners on top row and then it's the ones on the bottom.
You know, the only other time I saw that, Jesse, was
MTV Cribs.
Well, kind of. It was Mayweather 24/7 when it was him and Dakota or something like that. That was the only other time I saw that. It was in Mayweather's crib.
You watch all 22 in there?
You got the little, little red clicker. Light and the clicker.
No.
Are we staying here?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to 43. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're good. I don't know how to do a show anymore. I'm completely lost. Kyle leaves and everything goes to hell. James left for practice. I don't know what to do. Jesse's going to be gone next week. This is going to be a 4-hour show without a single commercial break because I'm going to forget what to do. Not to worry about it, Joe. Just keep going. I don't know. Text Jesse. See what he's doing. But yeah, he might be busy. Just ask him.
Joe, go just walk.
Joe just going to come in. Hey, guys.
Hey, Joe. Go ahead. Yeah, just hand Kenny and Chipotle. It's fine. He starts doing his thing. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. What is he doing?
What's funny, too.
No, he's going to different people now.
What's so funny about Joe is Joe is like 20 years old, right? Dude's like 18. And we've got like, I think two or three new promotions people. I haven't even met this dude right there. I ran into, I was like, who the hell is he?
Yeah, I met him last week.
I haven't met him yet. And then there's a young lady. He's wearing a 98 Rock shirt. There's a young lady who works next to him. So Joe, who's a teenager, is like the elder statesman now.
The vet.
And he's running around. Oh, guys, I got you. It's no problem. Hey, if you need anything, reach out to me and I'll take care of you. It's just the funniest thing watching Joe like morph into the vet here.
He's the boss.
Great.
The elder statesman.
Only Joe that Kyle was like, oh, Joe, what the hell are you doing right now? And Joe's like just playing into it even more.
That was low key a top 5 to 7 moment.
You know what it speaks to? We have made people in this building so comfortable.
Bro, Joe was going monitor to monitor.
Someone walked in, and I think it was a salesperson. He walks in and goes, are you guys on? Yeah, man. That light's red. That means stop.
Bro, Ham walked in one time with like 2 drinks and introduced his wife. He's like, are you guys busy right now? Yeah. He's like, hey, this is my wife. James, we're doing a show.
That was the best in studio run-in because James was a little bit drunk.
Yeah, and she looks like, oh, maybe I'm not supposed to be in here right now.
James was a little bit drunk, and Sarah was mortified at this whole thing. And James just, hey, guys, it's my wife, Sarah.
Oh, man.
You guys want a drink?
Like, I got my old-fashioned kit in the car. Huh? What do you guys think?
Hey, Ham, we're Ham, trying to break down this game here.
Ham, get the hell out of the studio.
There's a certain salesperson, too, that will walk to the window and be like, here, hold on. Like this with the chest. Be like, no, we're on the show right now.
Oh, man.
Everybody is so damn comfortable here.
Shout out Life at Odyssey, man. Shout out Life at Odyssey.
Goodness gracious.
Okay.
We're good.
All right.
We're good.
Two things.
Yep.
I was going to say in relation to the Bengals real quick. Somehow this guy became a talking point yesterday morning. Not exactly sure why or how, but I'll bring him up here. Should they inquire about Shedeur Sanders? The Bengals.
No. I did see that come up yesterday.
If you want to upgrade your backup quarterback position, sure.
I mean, I guess.
No, well, he wouldn't. I mean, but he's starting right now.
Well, I mean,
he's better than Brown.
Like, if you
want, that's
just
the thing. Like, but you're gonna trade him, or trade for him to trade him after, because like Joe Burrow's a starter when he's back.
Yeah,
he can be the. But that's anybody. Like we said, go find a backup quarterback. That's anybody.
But
so why not find a young guy that maybe you could develop?
That's part.
You'd have to develop him quickly.
Well,
like also, how
I'm
long
saying
is
even
Joe
with
out?
Joe, like
3 months.
3 months. Yeah,
December. Like
December. Well, I'm saying even when Joe comes back.
Mm-hmm.
You're still developing Shedeur, and now you've got to look at Joe as like, yo, we need a backup quarterback.
I guess, but that just makes Shedeur a career backup. Then.
Yeah, but that's a great point. Is you might have to start looking at Joe Burrow like, yeah, we got to have someone available. I just don't know that you go young guy. You know, would be ideal.
You got to go cheap.
Joe Flacco would be ideal in this situation instead of starting in Cleveland. Being a backup for Joe Burrow, the problem is with a guy like Joe. Again, you're talking a 40-year-old. Joe Flacco playing for a week or two. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, Joe Burrow's out 3 weeks. Okay, yeah. We survive that. Joe Burrow's out 3 months. Okay, so what are we gonna do when Joe goes down? Flacco, not Burrow. What are we gonna do when he goes down? Because inevitably, it's gonna happen. I hear you. I don't hate it. I don't know. Does he have a better shot at starting in Cleveland?
Yeah.
Shedeur?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're starting to turn. Those wheels are starting to turn now.
But he's third.
Well, he's third, but I'm saying Joe Flacco's already starting to play poorly. We already seen some Dylan Gabriel minutes. All you need is Dylan Gabriel to be bad for 2 games, then Shedeur, you're up.
Or you need Dylan Gabriel to get hurt, which could happen. Not, of course, not wishing that, but that could absolutely happen.
They draft them both in the fifth round, or do they go Gabriel Ford?
Gabriel was like third.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing I was going to say, which is like related, but not really. I heard over the weekend, I was listening, Arch Manning probably isn't coming out.
So what is causing that? Like I started to hear, I've read something about that maybe this weekend or last weekend. Which we had heard before. Mm-hmm. It just feels like it's getting.
Amplified. Archie Manning said he wasn't coming out, and then he walked that back like a month or two ago.
Yeah, he so I was listening to Todd McShay, and he does not like
Paul Feinbaum. He does not like that man at all.
And he had been saying this since the summer. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't think Arch is like everybody's like, oh, he's number one next year. Like, I don't think he's coming out for a couple different reasons. Like, number one, he's gotta get better, like mm-hmm. mechanically as a quarterback. Like he has to improve. He's not ready mm-hmm. right now to be that level quarterback. Then he also talked about he brought up the question. He said, what about the Mannings in their history, their lineage would make you think they would rush somebody out of school? They've never done it.
That is an interesting kind of component to all of this. He's not broke. He has Manning money, and he has Arch money. He's getting paid, and he's getting paid very well. So, yeah, like if you don't feel like you're ready to be an NFL quarterback with the last name Manning, and that's a tough lineage to live up to. Because no matter what you feel about Eli was good. Mm-hmm. You know, our Hall of Fame and all that different stuff. Like, Eli was really good. Peyton's one of the greatest we've ever seen. Like, you're carrying that name into the NFL. Like, whether right or wrong, you're going to be looked at a certain way. Mm-hmm. And you're not carrying the burden of a rookie quarterback. You're not carrying the burden of a young quarterback. You're carrying a burden of both of those things with the last name Manning. Mm-hmm. And... yeah, it makes sense.
And if you're having family dinner and Uncle Peyton says, I came back for my senior season in 97, I think you can go back for your junior or senior year in 2025. And I say 97 in 2025 because, quote unquote, Peyton wasn't making no money. And he said, and he was going to be the number one pick. And he's like, I'm coming back to school. Like you just mentioned, there's Manning money. Now Arch has his own money. You can make a bunch of money and you're not ready. Uncle Peyton says you probably should just go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
So I just heard that. And I only brought that up because I was thinking we're talking the Bengals. They wouldn't be in the market for a quarterback, but looks like the season is just down the tubes without Joe Burrow. And you know, maybe they would use if Arch or somebody was going to be out there, maybe they could have a bad season, be a top five pick, use that to trade and get assets, get, you know, work in the top of the draft that way. So
it is time to bring in a real option for that backup spot too. Not like trying to disrespect Jake Browning, but like Joe Burrow's out enough to where it's like, okay, we need a guy who can give us maybe 5 to 8 games a season.
Kyle Shanahan stimulus package, Mac Jones, Sam Darnold, Mac Jones.
I feel like you kind of need Mac Jones right now.
Yeah, we need our own.
I could be wrong. It feels like this team is like.
Well, not today. I mean, in offseason.
Oh, okay.
But still, you might need him then.
Well, I mean, he might just find someone else. So, I mean, remember, Sam Darnold was a San Francisco 49er not that long ago. And people said he was the best quarterback at camp. And, you know, maybe he was. Like, who knows? Like, maybe he was.
Look, they said, I heard.
That Jimmy, Trey, and Sam, or was it?
That was.
Trey, Brock, and Sam.
That was Trey and Brock were. Well, Trey got traded during training camp. It was Trey, Brock, and Sam. And Trey got traded.
It was Trey, Brock, and Sam. Okay.
Like, in the middle of training camp.
Okay.
Though I know people who said during Brock's rookie year like, yo, this new Brock is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Jimmy, Trey, and Brock. And they're like, yeah, this. I think the story goes, Mike Shanahan told Kyle, that's your best quarterback.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. He didn't tell him to start him or nothing, but he was just like, that last pick guy that you got, that Brock guy, that's your best quarterback. And he was like, whatever, old man.
Okay, Grandpa. Sit down.
Right. So to that point, though, Kyle just reload in the offseason with the new project quarterback.
I guess. I mean, the Broncos have to figure out something in that regard. The Bengals have to figure something out in that regard. It's probably the hardest position in the game to fill, right? Because you want the player to be good, but they're not good enough to start, right. And you certainly don't want to create a distraction on your team. And in Cincinnati, you're not going to have one. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter who you bring in. Unless you trade for Josh Allen, you got Josh Allen and Joe Burrow on your team. Like, it's just not going to happen. Joe Burrow is going to be the starting quarterback. But, yeah, I can't. I'm sure there's been a case of this. Maybe the Cowboys with Dak a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. It looks like their brain just left them and they can't function on the football field anymore. Mm-hmm. Like for a team that we thought like, okay, you know, the way they finished last year, shout out Kings fans. Maybe if they're just average on defense, yeah, this we're talking Bengals, Bills, Ravens, like we're having those familiar conversations again and they're not, they're not at all in that category. As a team, it's just like this. So we were really talking about Joe Burrow competing for a Super Bowl, not the Bengals. We were talking about Joe Burrow. And how you feel about the Bengals though?
Broncos.
The Broncos. Yeah.
Feel the same. It's our weekly check in on the Broncos.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, again, it was back to back, a lot like the Cardinals. It was back to back walk off losses, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean they can make the argument.
So that's
they
2-2. Yeah,
4-0.
Yeah,
they're good. They're good. I don't think they're better than the Chargers. Although that's like it's close. It's not like the Chargers are leaps and bounds better. But I think they're still a playoff team for me. Still a playoff team. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday. It's just one of those things where for me at least. Teams are still trying to find who they're going to be in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're working through some things. They're working through injuries, or they're working through new faces being on the roster. And like you mentioned, I'm looking at week six, seven. I'm looking at those weeks.
Nah, time out. So Saturday night, we went to the 11-year-old's musical. She is a theater, and she had to the 7:30 show. So we're wrapping up 9:00, and you know here these are Rockland girls, mind you, and here they come 6'7", 6", and they're doing it all like different ways 6'7", 6'8". Theater girls doing all of this. And I'm just sitting here looking like at my phone like, oh, Jesus Christ. I don't understand this.
Welcome.
I don't understand what is happening. But they were giggling.
This is the funniest thing ever for them.
6'7". The stupidest song I've ever heard in my life. Like just unmitigated, pure trash. And they love it. Absolutely love it.
And it's been around for a while now, too. I guess so.
Like, will you die? For the love of God, will you die?
It's got legs, man. That's crazy.
Go ahead.
Week six or seven.
Thank you.
Is when I feel like we might have a feel for who some of these teams are. And I put the Broncos in that category where maybe, you know, dealing with pressure, dealing with expectations. Bo Nix, sophomore year, a lot of, you know, buzz with him going into the offseason, finding his footing early in the season, maybe he gets his legs under him a little bit better in that in this halfway mark of the year.
All right, we'll step out. We'll come back.
That was a big win by the Tigers. They had the Guardians had.
Wow, Kenny. Wow. Hashtag cancel KC.
This is our last show.
Jesus, Guardians, man.
Had a runner.
Can't wait till they play the Redskins next.
Had a runner on third base with no outs and did not get him home to tie the game. Best of three.
Detroit baseball.
This series are best. Do they ever go to Detroit, Jesse? Do you know? Or is it all three in Cleveland?
All in Cleveland.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Jesse had the time of his life out there at this series. We'll come back. Trista just hit me up. She's not feeling well, so she canceled. So we got a lot of time to talk basketball. We'll talk WNBA as well. We got a big game tonight. Will we find out who faces the Mercury in the WNBA finals?
NBA, all crazy right now.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yes, it is. Plus, we'll look at some of the storylines from yesterday's media day. We got Overreaction Tuesday on the way. We've got so much more ahead. Stilo and Casey brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We were talking about Bad Bunny doing the halftime show. I was trying to, like, I saw a thing that said Adele declined it. I never know what's real anymore. So, like, yeah. I don't know. Taylor, the Taylor rumors have been around for like 5 years. If she's not doing it this year, like, her album comes out tomorrow or Thursday night. Well, if you're not doing it now, like, you probably are never doing it.
There might be a reason why.
There is speculation. Yeah, I've seen.
I don't know.
I've seen that.
But to your point, though, like, if that's not the case and she just declined it.
She going to stay out of sight for 9 months or maybe five more?
No, I think there'll definitely be a
Well, she's going to be on the Tonight Show.
There'll be a rollout for it when.
Well, yeah, like in a couple days, like because she's going to be on the Tonight Show, and then does Seth Meyers still have a show? Because I think she's going to be on his. So she's doing shows for the rollout of her album that drops on Thursday night.
Yeah, that might be part of the rollout.
Pregnancy. Oh, the scandal. Taylor, out of marriage, out of wedlock pregnancies. What a disgrace from America's biggest pop star.
What about the children?
What about the kids?
Taylor, how old is Taylor? Taylor in her 30s?
That's a good question. I actually don't know the answer. Taylor, that's not how you spell Taylor.
My guess is 32.
She's been in the game a long time. Taylor Swift is...
Actually, I take that back. Let me get another guess. Okay. I'm going to say she's 35.
I'm calling shenanigans. You said 32. She is, in fact, 35 years old.
So you know why I thought about that? Because I was just thinking, I was like, I was living in...
Also, how old is Travis Kelce?
He might about the same.
Like, that's
about
what I mean.
36. But the reason why I changed that is because I was living in the Bay Area. I was living in San Leandro when Kanye did what he did. That was almost 20 years ago. A little less than that. I mean, about 15 years ago.
That was a long time ago. I absolutely forget that was her on stage when he did that. What did he say? Beyonce had one of the greatest videos of all time? Mm-hmm. Was that the line?
For put a ring on it. If you like me, then
single ladies.
Single ladies. Yeah. And that was, man.
And then Beyonce brought her back when she won the award. She won an award later in that night and said, I remember how it was when I won my first MTV Video Music Award, and no one should lose that moment, mm-hmm. and called Taylor back out to have her moment and left and let Taylor have it. I don't even remember what the Taylor album was. I just remember her standing up there dumbfounded looking at Kanye the way the rest of us were like, what is he doing? God, that feels like an eternity ago.
He was on that.
I think I covered that for KSFM. That was so damn long ago.
Really?
Yeah, that would have been 20.
It was because I graduated in 06, so it wasn't then. It was like 07, I think.
Did Kanye West
been 07, 08.
Interrupt Taylor Swift?
Also, Cindy is right. Taylor Swift did use to babysit Jeff Jarrett's kids.
That is correct. Yeah. 2009.
Okay.
2009. So depending on the month, it would have been
September, because VMAs are always in September.
Oh yeah, it's one of the last things I covered before leaving.
So I think that was. I actually just went to LA. I just left the Bay Area and went to LA. In around that time. So that's how I was like.
Those three being
she's
got to
be actually older than we realize.
35 years old. She's been making music for a really, really long time.
By the way, count it. I mean, that
was your second
guess.
That
was a swish.
You said 32.
I said, take 32 out. It's 35. Count it. That was a swish.
Jesse didn't even.
That was a swish.
After you traveled. It's like they called. They blew the whistle. You heaved it up and it went in. Boy, I love the new rule that the end of quarter heaves don't count anymore, because they're going to be begging for the ball at the end of the quarter now. You ain't going to see the rookie with the ball in his hands anymore. It's going to be LeBron. Hey, Steph, every time. Hey, give me the ball.
These dudes be cracking me up when they get the ball with like 3 seconds to go and on the other free throw line, and they dribble.
And then shoot it. Yeah, sure ass. You know who I think Jokic has the best one. Jokic just catching the ball like and just turning, and
he shoots it because he can actually make it.
He can, and he does.
He got like three of those last year.
That man is insane. Mm-hmm. Jokic is absolutely insane. They said the ESPN ranked him as the number one player in the league again.
I can't argue with that.
And it's just like,
I can't argue.
Did you see the picture? Did you see the picture of him and Valanciunas next to each other?
No.
Jesus Christ. It's just two giant monsters next to each other. I hate that Valanciunas isn't here anymore. I know I've said that before. Like, I'm going to say it again. Like, I hate that he's not here. Mm-hmm. I hate it even more because I think Denver got better. And looking at that media day picture of those two standing next to each other, it's like, all right, man, just whatever.
Denver looking real good.
They do.
Denver looking real good.
They do, they do. And
shout out to the Nasty Boy. You're right, Norm.
Nope. Didn't even make the... it's not even on Basketball Reference.
We're working on it.
They said, send me a clip and maybe I'll do it. And it's like, no, it's just Kenny. It's literally just Kenny.
We're working on it. We'll get there.
Let's stay in the NBA. Because we lost Trista today. Our man Connor Sutton is going to join us coming up here in about 25 minutes or so. Sac Republic got a huge game this Saturday.
Yes, sir.
And we'll talk to our man Connor about that. Connor's Mr. Every. He's Pitbull, man. He missed the worldwide.
We're at something on Saturday at the Sac State.
I was going to say, if you're outside, you probably ran into Connor.
Right.
Connor is Mr. Outside. So we'll talk to him coming up in about 15 minutes. About that big game for the Sac Republic, the Jägermeister Cup final. Shout out to the Republic for giving everybody shots of Jägermeister, which I would not drink. I think I gave that away. That is not for me. So we'll get back to the NFL and overreactions and all of that good stuff. Have some thoughts on the 49ers. Of course, they play in 2 days. They got a short week this week and a tough one against the Los Angeles Rams. A lot of storylines from the NBA season got some voices yesterday, and man, was it boring. Did Draymond Green stick his foot in his mouth when it comes to Jonathan Kuminga? No. He was actually quite measured and made a lot of sense in what he said. Mm-hmm. Damn it. All right? Yeah, dump that soundbite.
Do you see that?
At the podium?
Yeah, it came on with like some boom glasses.
Oh, yeah. What was that? So the clip that I watched, I did see that. I did see that picture, but the clip that I watched, he wasn't wearing them.
Good.
Okay. It'd be hard to take anything he's saying seriously with those glasses on. So you didn't get anything there. Steph, of course, is never going to throw anyone under the bus, even though there's a lot of speculation that he's not the biggest fan of Jonathan Kuminga. By the way, this all ends tomorrow. One way or another, this Jonathan Kuminga thing ends tomorrow. LeBron James spoke about not having a contract after his record-breaking 23rd year in the league that is coming up. And he just dropped the, oh, I'm just humbled to be here after 23 years and offered nothing. I'm excited to play with Luka and blah, 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 blah. All right. So you run through all of the big storylines from this offseason as to how will these materialize. What's this? It just wound up into Kawhi Leonard. As boring as you would have expected. Nothing. So media day came and went with pictures and videos and none of it meant anything.
Just like the offseason.
Pretty much. Yeah. Hashtag Shams lied.
I was putting Ryan to sleep yesterday and I just turned on YouTube. And this LeBron James video, remember this? They used to do the show called The Life on ESPN. This was early 2000s.
Vaguely.
And it was what we see endlessly today. But it was like, hey, a day in the life of LeBron James. He wasn't even drafted yet. He was about to be drafted by the Cavs. And it was funny to see. It was like LeBron was like going around and super charismatic. He's like, yeah, you know, got my Hummer. Love my Hummer. Bruh, $40 to fill this thing up the other day. It's a killer. I'm telling you, bro. Oh, my gosh.
It's about $200 today.
I saw an EV real. Hummer the other day.
Really?
Yeah, it looked kind of clean. I don't know how that works.
From the department of what the hell is the point?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why does anyone need a Hummer?
Big cars.
You want to look cool in the year 2008?
Big cars. I like the big truck. I like it, but
what truck? Just
the Hummer. The fact that it's a big truck. I like that, but it was
just a
gas guzzler.
Well, you like that other truck, too.
Yeah,
that
cool.
Isn't a gas guzzler.
Yeah, that's a good
that car looks ridiculous.
That EV Hummer looked clean, though. It looked pretty clean. Yeah, I've never seen it. I liked it. But he was like, yeah, man, cost $40 to tip fill up, man. It's not for the faint of heart. And then he's like rapping the blueprint. He goes, yeah. It goes, one of them albums, the other was Illmatic. I was like, all right, LeBron. And then the last thing he said that was funny was he goes, oh, I heard me and Tiger Woods, we got the same birthday. Tiger, we need to meet, big dog. Come on, for real, we need to meet, Tiger. And just seeing him at 17 years old and him actually becoming like a cultural sports American icon, what he is now. Like, that was the one that tripped me out when he told Tiger, oh, man, I heard we had the same birthday. We need to meet, Tiger. Like, knowing who he is now.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Are you crazy?
That's crazy.
But,
it's a $150,000 truck.
The EV?
Yeah.
It looked clean. I liked it.
Yeah, it's fine.
I liked what I saw.
Yeah, I can see.
It's a little smaller than a regular Hummer.
Yeah, I was going to say, you kind of have to use your imagination a little bit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.